From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Farrah Hutkins. The families of students and faculty killed in the Parkland school shooting are forming a bipartisan organization to address school safety, mental health, and gun ownership. The group Stand With Parkland launched Thursday. The Sun Sentinel reports members are seeking donations and want to partner with politicians, teachers, and law enforcement. South Florida officials yesterday announced criminal charges in what the U.S. Attorney General is calling the country's largest ever takedown of healthcare fraud connected to the opioid crisis. WLRN intern Rian Roldan has more.
Much of the fraud centers on so-called sober homes. Those are facilities where addicts in recovery are supposed to live drug-free while receiving treatment nearby. Staff at one Delray Beach sober home were charged with illegally recruiting patients and collecting kickbacks without providing the services they were being paid for. Benjamin Greenberg is U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Florida.
The people who are supposedly providing the treatment are actually making it worse when it's hard enough to get over these addictions.
Today's indictment involves 601 charged defendants across 58 federal districts. Nationwide, these schemes racked up more than $2 billion in false billings. South Florida is responsible for more than $300 million of that total. Special Agent Shimon Richman investigates healthcare fraud for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's not just somebody else's problem, and it's not just a drug abuse problem, an overdose death problem. It's a taxpayer problem.
Richman says preventing fraud and curbing opioid abuse is a community effort. We need to look at what it is about the South Florida mindset, he says, that makes it such fertile ground for scams. I'm Rian Roldan in Miami.
A push to incorporate parts of South Miami-Dade County was rejected Wednesday. The Miami-Dade Planning Advisory Board turned down a plan to incorporate Goulds and parts of West Perrine into a new city. At a recent community meeting, one resident made the case for incorporation.
Your tax dollars, instead of going into the whole Miami-Dade County budget, it comes into our area and we can better control our area.
But opponents of the incorporation plan raised concerns about higher taxes. This is WLRN News. I'm Farrah Hutkins.